Welcome to Integration Excellence, the podcast around enterprise integration and interface management. We explore topics related to integration in the SAP world and beyond. My name is Adam Kivon. I'm an SAP integration expert, book author, trainer, and founder of White Paper Interface Design. Enjoy. Yeah, welcome to another episode of Integration Excellence, your favorite podcast about enterprise integration. And yes, we are back. It's been a long time. It's been more than 4 months now since we had our latest episode. And now I'm really happy to have Martin Pankratz with me here in the call from Microsoft. And we will speak about Microsoft SAP integration topics in general. So happy to have you here, Martin. Very welcome. And I would like to start with a short introduction about yourself. And I think the best is if you start yourself, maybe explaining a little bit what does the subtitle Ninja Cat mean in your LinkedIn profile. Yeah, happy to have you here. Please introduce yourself, Martin.
Thank you very much, Adam. Nice to be here and kicking off the new wave of your podcast series. Yeah, after 4 months. Yeah, so I'm hoping I'll live up to to the need there. Yeah, to get you going. Yeah, after your small break. Like I said, yeah, my name is Martin Pankratz. I work at Microsoft for 5 years now, and a bit. As my latest role is in product management. But I was also customer facing before in other organizations at Microsoft. They were always focusing on the cloud journey with Azure and Microsoft, and with the specialty of SAP in there. You know? And actually, before I joined Microsoft, I was in a SAP consulting company. Yeah? That's where my SAP career journey began. You know? And then there I did all the typical stuff. Yeah? ABAP, junior development, various models like ISU, BW, and of course ERP and S4. And in the last years before I joined Microsoft, everything was on SAP Cloud Platform at the time. And my biggest project at the time was bringing a legacy, or not even legacy, in the banking areas, it's all COBOL systems. Yeah? Some would say it's legacy, but for them it's status quo, right? And combining that with business technology platform. Yeah? So we had big integration suite flows, yeah? Loading all the stuff that comes into the banking system over the day and overnight to create meaningful reports and eventually power their customer relationship management stuff, so that they have the really the accurate customer information when they go into the bank and speak to the clerk there. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So really broad SAP stuff. Yeah? And at that point, I said, well, I want to maybe diversify a bit and have not only SAP Cloud. And then checked my options and went to Microsoft in Ireland. And that was the path that my wife and I chose at the time. And that was really giving me what I wanted, bigger breadth. Azure as a generic hyperscaler with bigger scope than SAP Cloud Platform or Business Technology Platform today had at the time. Yeah? So that was a good mix. And since then, transitioned into product management at Microsoft. And this is really the most exciting space to be in, I'd say, because you have SAP as your co-engineering partner. We're meeting regularly with their architects, with their developers, doing stuff together. But it's also engaging the internal Microsoft product groups that develop their own services that have SAP as a integration target, and also being in the position to talk to our partners, like you, for instance, meeting you at conferences and being really the hub for everything, where you meet the customers, the suppliers, the ISVs, the partners, and internal Microsoft, and making sure that everything comes together. So it's interesting job, product management in this team.
No, it's super interesting, and it's not really, I would say, only partner management from a product management point of view, but it's much more than that, because you are having this also deep technical background and history, and a very good understanding. And for those of you who have seen any of the blog posts of Martin, it's amazing. Yeah, so you're the level you are going into when it comes to automation, when it comes to showcasing things and really doing hands-on stuff to show the ways of integration and how it works. So it's really impressive, and really I really like reading it, and it's really cool. But at the same time, it's a very important ambassador role you have, right? With this, integration point between Microsoft and SAP. Yeah. So that's
true. Yeah. Thank you for the compliment. And SAP community work has always been a passion of mine. Yeah? Even in the early days, I think 6 months into the SAP consulting job, I've written my first blog post on the SCN at the time, the SAP mm-hmm. Community Network. And that was at the time about Design Studio and BW integration. So they had already an SDK written, and I've used it to create a Google Maps integration at the time. So you were able to put some of the SAP backend latitude, longitudes, data points, and put it on a real map, and have your first custom mapping exercise there. In doing so, I published. I had the first SAP mentors at the time reach out to me saying, hey, this was really cool. We see needs also in our community efforts here. Don't you want to join? I said, yeah, sure. I'm new to the space. And this was really, I made relationships, connections from those days that last until today. Where everyone is still part of the community, mentors moving into different topics. This was really empowering. You publish something, someone writes a comment under your post, and that leads to collaboration in GitHub repositories, publishing stuff together that actually lands at customers. And my employer at the time was like, is it really worth publishing blogs? And it's like, look at this, guys. Single post, major impact. And leading to also having additional business on partner level.
Definitely. It requires a lot of work and effort as well, right? So it's not only doing it as a small side topic. It really requires work. So that's really great that you also contribute a lot to this space and to this community. It's an important effort.
And SAP also likes it. Yeah, that's why they have the SAP Champion and SAP Mentoring Program, right? Mm-hmm. And I joined the SAP Champion group because their charter is to help with community mostly. Yeah, and this is also in line with all the blog writing and the prototyping, publishing stuff on GitHub, discussing. And the SAP mentors are more like SAP focusing on having engineering previews and giving direct feedback, while the SAP champions focus more on community building and growing that aspect, which felt to me more in line with what I do anyways.
Nice. And I think transitioning to Microsoft was not that difficult in that sense, because the culture is already very high evolved as well in this area, right? So there was no cultural clash or issue. No. You didn't have to convince anyone to be pushing also towards this direction, right? So that's obvious, right? And Microsoft is also doing a lot for community work, right?
That's true. So, and I was very surprised how many SAP savvy colleagues there are. I had no clue when I joined Microsoft, because I was mostly looking at just broadening my horizon. And once I joined, I then noticed, well, this is not only one of the biggest businesses at Microsoft at all. Just the SAP workload, but also the different teams that have SAP knowledgeable colleagues, the roundtables that are happening, the direct engineering engagements across Waldorf and Redmond, our headquarters. And some of the colleagues have really been there since day one. ERP running on SQL Server for decades. And the people who run the SAP business, so often they have some German relationship because they then moved to the US and brought this topic and the relationship and the regular exchange with the German country and Waldorf. And there's hundreds and hundreds of colleagues. And I can only be in this position because there's so many contributing to it. Making sure that you get the right information at the right time, managing this, and so that you can write this on point blog post and prototype, actually.
Wow. Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, there are really different levels of this partnership, right? I mean, we probably all know that Microsoft and SAP are working together since a very long time. So even recently that got renewed all over again. And then also, there is a kind of bidirectional flow of information, collaboration, co-development activities, as you mentioned, right? And there are different levels. I think Microsoft is a huge client for SAP and vice versa, but also bringing business to one or the other, right? So I think this is quite interesting, especially I guess Microsoft's ERP is very likely, or at least the finance part, I don't know, is very likely to be SAP, right? Maybe not even Dynamics.
Well, actually, we publish our SAP practitioner story publicly, so everyone can read about it. And at conferences, very often I put up the slide on what SAP systems does Microsoft need to operate, actually. And finance is among them, but there's also Concur, there's also SuccessFactors, IBP, various older flavors. We have solution managers, there's PIPO, there's like a big bunch of things in various versions and like flavors. And we have the same challenges that customers also have. We have to transition to RISE for some parts, or make sure at what point in time do we need to move there. And actually, we publicly talk about it, about our own SAP journey. Microsoft runs on SAP and for many decades. Of course, we have Dynamics also. But the core business of Microsoft runs on SAP systems.
That's nice. And also on the other way, right? It's not only that. I mean, there are some parts as well where you are competitors, right? I mean, it's clearly that we see also a lot of integration projects, integration requirements, where customers are having both environments. But in the ideal world, the customer, even if they choose to use BTP and integration suite for their integration flows or API management whatsoever, it might also run on Microsoft because Azure is one of the biggest hyperscalers, right? Powering as well the BTP, at least for a very high percentage of the market. I don't even know how big the percentage is. Is it the biggest stake, or is it AWS? I don't know, but it's definitely one or number one or number two, right, for this area.
Yeah, I think that's undisclosed, but you can get a feeling from when you consume the Discovery Center and also the announcements who covers how many regions and services. For sure, yes. The first term I needed to learn in this space was co-opetition, which is a term combining two words, which is competition and collaboration. And actually, I think it describes it very well, because there's areas where both companies wholeheartedly agree to collaborate, completely open and across everything fine. And that's usually areas where the playing field is level set, where one and the other have decided, okay, we will not be doing this, and we will not be doing this. So it's fine for us to put this together. But there are other spaces where it's really like rough, and especially in the sales area, where the sellers like fiercely compete with each other, they can also like be a bit challenging.
Of course.
On our end, we just have to make sure from the engineering side that everyone is equipped with like truth. And that to me usually means, can you actually demo this, and can you openly compare? Sometimes the SAP sellers that haven't worked with us a lot before, they're quite surprised when someone from Microsoft is pitching Integration Suite. And it's like, why are you doing this? So, well, it runs on Azure, yeah? And the customer wants this product, yeah? So I'm not selling them Azure integration services. Yeah, they want this. They have the connectors towards Microsoft. This is what they will be doing. So it powers our business. Yeah? And it's like, wow, yeah, we couldn't have imagined, yeah, that this would go down this way. Yeah? And coming from consulting, I always try to talk about the spectrum of choices, yeah, and not neglect that there's multiple things, because usually you learn together what's the driving factor here, yeah, and you don't need to like argue that this is bad and this is good. Yeah? Usually it's there's both options. Yeah?
Yeah, and it's never that clear and absolute in that opinion, in that sense, right? And me also coming from consulting, we know that it's important to also take the perspective of the customer and then see it from the customer's point of view, and it might not be always the best choice to go for this or for that, even if the market is telling them this is what you should do always in any case, yeah, and it's not really true. But there is a good path, and it's a good way to position the products in that sense. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, we always want to make sure we have the most complete platform. Yeah? So when we engage with SAP on business technology platform, for instance, we always want to make sure that all the scenarios the customer wants can be covered with SAP first party solutions, yeah? with our ecosystem. But if they lean towards us, we also want to make sure that in Azure or in M365, everything is ready to do it as well. Yeah? And that's the reason why you find in Power Automate, in Power Platform, for instance, you find SAP connectors. Yeah? Yeah. In Azure Logic Apps, which is our local platform, you find SAP connectors. Yeah? Our Definitely. Eventing solutions, Event Grid and Event Hub, all of them have a SAP story. Yeah? Because if the customer wants to do it from that ecosystem, because that's where their people are, that's where their skilling is, where their investment is, why should we not offer this? Yeah? But if it's the other way around, or you want a combination of both, we want to be able to enable customers and partners to do this.
Yeah, and there has been also a long history behind that. Even in the past, there was, coexistency scenarios and showcases between SAP PO and BizTalk, right? I mean, there were many situations where also this was the reality, and this is fruitfully continued in the cloud.
Exactly.
But But on another level, if we just put the bricks together, not maybe horizontally but vertically, there is also this use case where BTP runs on Azure. And you've been working as well, I think last year, on an accelerator to bring SAP's on-premise runtime for the integration suite, the Edge integration cell, onto Azure. And you could think, why is it needed to do anything in that? I mean, there is a node, there is a description, there is an install guide, and everything is ready to be used by customers. But I guess everyone who had the experience of installing a PO system in the past. I didn't, but I know it's not a click through auto auto-exe installation procedure. It's really more than that, and it requires a lot of skills. It was really great to see that you've been building this accelerator. I think mainly together with Sebastian Meyer, right? If I remember well.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I spoke before about SAP champions and SAP mentors, right? And the equivalent of such a community leader that is appointed by the community itself is Azure MVPs, which is short for Microsoft Valuable Professional, or like the most valuable professional, yeah? Mm-hmm. And basically is awarded to influential community members. And they get exclusive access to private previews. They get Azure credits so that they can continue doing the stuff they are doing, evangelizing, sharing with the community, and making it easier for others to participate. Yeah? And Sebastian is one of those folks who lives on the edge of both worlds. Yeah? He does SAP, he does Microsoft, and he was the best fit for me to collaborate on this. Yeah? And we had a conversation with SAP's Edge Integration Cell engineering team, new feature, new service. Azure Kubernetes Service was one of the most targeted deployments for the first customers. They were asking a lot about AKS. And we then considered, okay, how's it going? Do you have challenges? And then there came the long list of challenges. And we were thinking about how to mitigate the most or the hardest ones. And spinning up first time was among them. It has eased now. Also, SAP progressed a lot in their Edge integration still offering. And we are now in the phase where the initial deploy and installation is not that hard anymore. But going to the next level, production grade, how to deploy into existing landscapes when you have landing zones. And in that area, this is where we want to take the accelerator next. It's deployed on GitHub for everyone to contribute and use. And it covers all the aspects that we found useful and where customers already shared feedback. So invite everyone to really go check it out from the notes of this podcast and leave comments on the issues, maybe even try it out yourself. We would like to make this the most useful Edge integration cell resource for anyone who wants to run it with Microsoft, wherever that is.
Yeah, we've added the links here in the show notes. So that's really great, and I know that this has been also quite of an effort. Yeah, going through this, I will not say pain, but it was a bit challenging. I think at the same time, because also for SAP, they have been providing this service, but then they have to play it through in all different cases, and doing this to build an accelerator also has to cover a lot of decisions as well, and side steps and play it through, and it takes time, and it's great that you've been doing that. So if I want to test it out, what I need is probably my Azure subscription, some more prerequisites.
There's free credits for Azure for everyone who has a credit card, because you need to prove that you're a human, and also make sure that you're not just spinning up hundreds of Azure accounts to have malicious intent. Yeah? That's the reason why there's the credit card, even though it's for free. Yeah? From there, it actually is easy to get started. Yeah? And SAP's Edge integration cell really fills a gap the customers were asking about. And we wanted to make sure that you can run it from infrastructure as code even. Sebastian at the time recommended, let's do Terraform so that this works across multiple ecosystems. And SAP has its own Terraform provider for BTP. So really there's the foundation to have one technology stack to deploy to Azure for Kubernetes service, to BTP, wherever that is, and get everything really rolled out from one single technology stack. Wow. There's still stuff that needs to be done. Yeah? BTP's Terraform provider is not giving you everything you would need for the Edge integration setup yet. But at least the cornerstones are there.
Great. I mean, there has been another recording on Edge integration cell in general, what it is, how it works, and so on. So I invite you to also check out this recording with Florian Okos from SAP Consulting. That was also a good intro into this topic from a functional point of view. But here we can see also that there is a shortcut, where you can take, not going through all the steps you are facing. But the good thing is you've been also fixing along the road some of the settings, some of the software deliveries that has been also influenced back to both Azure and SAP to make the experience smoother, right? So that's really cool. And it's good, really good to hear that you are still working on it. So it was not just built and done and checked off from the list, but it's really a continuous topic, I guess, for both of you, and maybe for others who are contributing on this to also add other use cases. Yeah, like you said, high availability and other.
Yeah, we will be showcasing it at the DSAC Technology Days again in April. That's where everyone who comes to Germany can then engage us on it. I definitely have to say community work also comes and goes in waves. Yeah? So you have a big push for initial release, Then you have a down until you collect the first feedback, and then you need to see where do I take it next? Are we on the right path? And then when the first partners, customers start engaging a lot, then you get the next high. So I think it's, when you look at the GitHub commit history, you will always see like the peaks. There's definitely also some lows from time to time.
Great, cool. Yeah, so we will meet again in Wiesbaden in April, right? The two of us and also many people from the SAP community, of course. So for those who are listening to this episode, there will be for sure a chance to chat and exchange ideas while we are on the DSAG in Wiesbaden this year. I have a last topic I'm really interested in, also because we have been building and working on a similar thing with our integration cockpit, where we try to bring all the integration perspectives from all different vendors into one central place, into one central database and inventory, and see integration from all angles, from all perspectives, at least when it comes to enterprise integration. But I refer to a really nice blog post you've been sharing last year as well on the Azure API Center. So tell us a little bit maybe about what was the motivation behind and what is the core idea of it.
I attended the Integrate conference in 2019 in London. That's the largest Microsoft focused integration conference globally. And in there, our product lead for Azure Integration Services was presenting in his keynote. And the first slide he showed was on trends in the integration space. And one of them was a reference from Gartner, where they actually found evidence that most enterprises will have at least two and maybe more integration platforms in their company. And this immediately clicked for me. It was like, for sure. Everyone who does SAP has a high tendency of having PRPO or integration suite going forward. And strategic platform from SAP makes complete sense if you invest in that ecosystem. But very likely you have also stuff that is non-SAP. And the ecosystem has grown before. And you have at least two pillars. And there's multiple vendors also in this space. When you look at the Gartner Magic Quadrant for IPaaS, for the Intelligent Platform Service for Integration, there's many vendors there. And we can see that there is a reality of having multiple integration platforms, and consolidation is near impossible to have single one for everything. You would have to compromise on something. And for most customers, that means having multiple ones. And that actually is also one of the reasons why we came up with a Azure product that caters for this need. How do you deal with having multiple platforms, many APIs across many different ecosystems in your company? How do you govern this? How do you discover, how does developers find the right APIs across all the ecosystems? Talk to many people, maybe never find it. How to survive this? And there's even a term that the industry uses. They call it API sprawl, which speaks to that this has been scattered over the whole company somehow. And Azure API Center strives to solve this problem. And it has native integration into Azure API Management, for instance, and the other Azure services, so that you automatically have a single place, no matter how many API management instances you have, to know that they exist, what those APIs are. You have the metadata definition, so that you can immediately start prototyping and know a bit about those APIs, and primarily also discover them. Who's responsible for them? Who should I talk to when I want to integrate with this? Is there an API portal with subscription keys? All the things you need as a developer. And we cover this for the big vendors also. And my blog post was about actually adding SAP's own platform to this. So I was looking at how SAP's API management would be added into an API center. And for some of the providers, we have a click wizard. For SAP, I needed to use our APIs to make that work at the time. But it's not difficult. You could just run our automation for it, and then you start onboarding your SAP APIs into API Center. SAP at the time wrote a like a blog post as well. We did this vice versa together with Chaim, also from Udo Palzer's team in Integration Suite. And they offer the ability to add APIs that live on Azure API Management into their developer portal. So actually both ecosystems have the ability to showcase each other's APIs and their services. But API Center aims really at being that one single source where all APIs that your company has, no matter which technology stack, can be found. But not, it's not a gateway replacement, right? So you will not be routing or authenticating against the actual API, but you will find it and know what it's about, which cost center is it, which department is responsible for it, how can I integrate with it, basically how knowing more about it.
Like a central catalog, central path, and clearly with the use case for consumers, right? For the developers, where they can go company wide, not only knowing that, you know, the e-commerce team is using this protocol and the SAP folks are using that. And then, you know, the BW guys are using something else, you know, everything comes into one place, which is really great. Ideally automated, right? So that there is no manual open API spec or whatever upload, but with, you know, accelerators and automated governance and maintenance.
Yes, that's what the blog is about. It shows how to do that in automated ways. And we have it with our infrastructure as code and developer-focused Azure Developer CLI. And what I like most, the team who develops Azure API Center, they really think about the developer persona. And that means you find the extensions in Visual Studio Code. Already considers GitHub Copilot. All of these things have like native commands and the things needed to actually expedite the journey of the developer when they interact with the service.
That's really
SAP
great.
To it.
That's cool. Yeah, and even, you know, for all the others, it's including MuleSoft, it's including Boomi, it's including Kong, all the major players in the market out there. You know that they exist, and it makes sense to play with them and also consider them and make sure that they are also made available. So that's really great and a really holistic view and really customer centric, and also, you know, increasing the developer productivity. That's also always our mantra, to bring more transparency into this integration space. So that's why I really like this, and we will also definitely explore it more and see what we can do also, and if there is a coexistency scenario also with our integration cockpit, that there's not only looking at APIs but also on, you know, all the queues and brokers and low-code IPaaS solutions, in general, with all the integration points. But having a central place for APIs is super beneficial, for sure.
I'm curious about how this evolves. You're thinking about integration cockpits, what Azure API Center will evolve into. And for everyone who wants to know more and get the latest on API Center, next week is a meetup from the Aviators Germany community that Sebastian Meyer, we spoke about earlier, runs. And he has Julia Kasper, who's the lead PM on this, as a guest to talk about Azure API Center. And interesting, she's also German. She lives in Redmond and works for the Azure Integration Services team there. But it's sometimes very funny to me when I do integration and it happens to be German focused.
That's true. That's true.
Even that's though a good she doesn't point. Do SAP.
Funny. I will definitely add this meetup also into the show notes and make sure that we publish very, very soon. So great. Thanks a lot. And so we are already at the end. Martin, is there anything you would like to share with the listeners, viewers, like a call to action or something you want to say as the last words here in the session?
I'd say people are struggling a bit with challenges in AI and how like jobs evolve, etc. But integration is like the key area that still and has been also the past like decades that software thrives on, and everything that happens in AI and agents, etc. This will not work without really good integration and connected development, etc. So I believe this is a really exciting and good space to be in.
Definitely, definitely. Cool. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Thanks, Martin. And yeah, talk soon. See you soon. And again, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye.
How mature is your organization when it comes to integration topics? Find out for free with our integration maturity assessment at wint.co/IMA. That's WHINT.co/IMA. In case you want to take control of your integration landscape to increase transparency and automate your integration quality processes, please schedule a call at wint.co/contact. If you enjoyed the content, please like and subscribe to our podcast. See you next time.